not that the conservative churches are much better. They're nauseating too. There's a bunch of hypocrites. We're conservative, but you know, we don't believe in no homos. But you know, we believe in, but there's a lot of other wicked things we do behind closed doors when no one's looking, and even openly. Not the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. No, you want to boast on that? I have obtained the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Not that you would have cause for boasting, because it's just God that gave it to you. Like Paul said, I would rather boast of my infirmities. That God had taken such a wretched person and brought them to the man. That's what I would boast of. It's like, well, I came so far from being the scum on the bottom of someone's shoes to being the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God is able to do exceeding beyond everything I could even ask for. But what things were gained to me, those I kind of lost for Christ. Those things that he used to value, that were like profitable, he mentions, you know, seven things in verse 5, 6. Circumcision of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, touching the law, blameless. Persecuting the church, blameless. What things were gained to me, those I kind of lost for Christ. It was not for Christ, because it led him to persecute Christ. Saul, why do you persecute me? Yeah, doubtless. I count all things but loss. All things. But loss for the excellency of the knowledge. There's something about this excellency of the knowledge. You know, it is the excelling. The knowledge which excels. Which exceeds. Most excellent. The things that we know in Christ are so much more excellent than all other things you could possibly know. And the sad part is people know so little of what is written in this word. And so little of the way that our God truly is. It's truly pitiable, considering that the Bible, through the people whom I have descended from, the European race, has become the most distributed book in history, but yet with so little knowledge of it. And it to me, it's like the Ethiopian eunuch. You know, how shall I know unless someone teach me? Because God has sent the word, but he hasn't provided us with enough teachers. But this too is according to his plan. It's amazing to me that without people understanding, with all the misunderstanding, that the book still goes forward. I know that someday he will cause his voice to be heard. And in that day, the gospel will be exalted and glorious in the sight of all who hear it. I have suffered the loss of, you know, for Christ he lost everything. He was important in the Jewish synagogue, and then he became the biggest enemy. He lost his friends. He counted it dog food. Scubalon. Yeah. It's like the, you know, what do you throw to the dogs? Remember, to them it wasn't dog food, like yummy kibbles and bits or something like that. Don't get my, I mean, like entrails. You know, the filth. The skin, the bones, not the good meat. Off-scouring, the yuck, dung. You know, it's like, well, they, you know, throw them the intestines with the dung in it. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. See, right, what, you know, again, people say, well, if you were perfect, then it would be your righteousness, not Christ's. Now, if I was perfect, it wouldn't be my righteousness, because Christ's righteousness is the only perfect righteousness there is. You understand? It's through faith of Christ. Why? It's not. Now, you understand, it's through faith. It doesn't mean I believe and therefore God thinks I'm righteous even though I'm not. No, it's I believe and God actually fulfills his promise to make me righteous. Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. But you know what? Isaac still had to be born. So Christ has to be formed in us. And until then, we labor and travail till it be formed. And whenever we try to shortcut, you know, and try to make it our own way, like, let's say, you know, it's by the law. And then that it is our own righteousness. And it's always inevitably has spots. It's not just like Christ. You know, we do it our best. 98%. It's spotty. It's filthy. It's not acceptable to God. That's, you know, like you said, I was blameless by the letter of the law. You know, I can go through the New Testament, find all the things you're supposed to be, and make myself into all those things. And be unacceptable to God. He'd still find fault. Because, you know what? I'd inevitably, doing it on my own, I would find loopholes. I would excuse myself. I would accuse someone else. And I would be convicted. I mean, brought in guilty. Righteousness which is of God by faith. It's always by faith. We obtain these things by faith. How did Abraham get a child? By faith. Well, it wasn't by works. Didn't he have to, you know, do it with her? Well, yeah, of course he did. But he already believed. You know, and Sarah even sent him Hagar. He lay with her, too. And had a son. But that the reason that happened was because it's an allegory. That's like the law. And that's like when we try to do righteousness according to our own ways. Well, we're not going to wait for the promise of God, true righteousness. We're going to just kind of make righteousness our own. And then people who were just like, you know what? You can't be perfect. Just, you know, it's just, we got this imputation doctrine. It's beautiful. God just looks at you and sees you're righteous, even though you're doing all kinds of wicked things. It's awesome. It's like an abortion. Stick the knife in the Christ that's being formed in you. And he's dead. Stillborn.